Greetings, SGEM Nation. I'm Chris Carpenter, clinical researcher at Washington University in St. Louis and emergency physician at Barnes Jewish Hospital, a 1,000-bed, level 1 trauma and tertiary care hospital with almost 100,000 ED visits per year. Congratulations to Dr. Merrick and his team for exploring and reporting a cheap, readily available, and very interesting therapeutic adjunct for the scourge of sepsis. Dr. Merrick's evidence-based approach to medical decision-making is exemplary, and he is one of my critical care heroes. However, despite his team's enthusiasm for hydrocortisone, vitamin C, and thiamine, this vitamin C protocol for critically ill patients who have sepsis, I remain skeptical of observational data because of this thing called the Hawthorne effect. What is the Hawthorne effect? Well, the Hawthorne effect is also known as observer effect and is a concept that individuals, patients, nurses, clinicians, alter their behavior when they know that they are being observed. This phenomenon was originally described in a workplace study at Western Electric in the Chicago suburb of Hawthorne in the 1920s under the supervision of Elton Mayo, a sociologist who was exploring the effect of lighting on worker productivity in the factory. They found that with increased lighting, worker productivity increased, but when they later returned lighting to previous levels, productivity remained at high levels while the workers were being observed. Although very difficult to quantify in medical research and therefore largely challenged as a theoretical construct that doesn't exist, it does not seem illogical or even unlikely to me that ICU providers who want to believe that the combo of vitamin C and steroids and thiamine work for sepsis care would optimize all aspects of sepsis management, that is timely fluid resuscitation, antibiotics, source control, etc., so as not to lose patients for other reasons. As Fox Mulder always told us on the X-Files, I want to believe. I'm not saying Dr. Merrick's team did or did not introduce bias into the sepsis management of the intervention patients versus the controls, but the only way that I know to be certain that they did not is via a randomized controlled trial, which is the logical next step for this idea. This before-after observational study will not alter my management of severe sepsis patients until I see that RCT.